Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 53 today under cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers, easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance of rain showers, lows dip down to about 40. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, rain showers likely, highs level off around 47. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 33 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The AMC Theater, Classic 8 in Hayes, will close permanently after its final showings today.
The theater's manager announced the closure in a social media post, calling it a sad decision. Many Hayes residents are disappointed, including Suzanne Klaus.
My oldest grandson is 21 now, and we started bringing him to the movie theater when he was 2. I cannot believe that they're closing. I guess it's just kind of a shock.
AMC Theaters confirmed the closure, citing business decisions. Nearby theaters in Phillipsburg, Stockton, and Russell are welcoming Hayes moviegoers looking for new options. I'm J.P. Bazant.
Wichita City Manager Robert Layton has held the role since 2009 and announced plans to retire at the end of the year. He's seen 4 Wichita mayors in his time and 21 different city council members. The Wichita City Council will open up a national search for a new city manager, and the process will begin now. Layton's last day will be December 31st. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Tariffs and retaliatory tariffs have been bouncing back and forth like a badminton birdie among the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China. Farm Bureau economist Betty Resnick says, unfortunately, retaliatory tariffs will impact some agricultural products.
China's new retaliatory tariffs impact about $21 billion of agriculture products, with an additional 15% tariff on chicken, cotton, corn, and wheat, and 10% on a slew of other ag items.
And Resnick says the situation is still very much in flux.
The EU will also start its retaliatory tariffs stemming from our new aluminum and steel tariffs in April, so there's going to be a lot of action that first half of April.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Office of Child Advocate urged the Kansas Legislature to narrow the front door to state custody of children by striking a better balance between the harm individuals could face by remaining in a home versus the trauma resulting from removal from that residence. Kansas Child Advocate Carrie Leonard said lack of clarity in definitions of neglect and harm led to inconsistent removal decisions by the Kansas Department for Children and Families and the state courts. And on Monday, she told the Joint Committee on Child Welfare System Oversight that the challenge extended to law enforcement officers making protective custody decisions about children potentially in harm's way. Leonard said reports suggested Kansas relied too heavily on police officers and sheriff's deputies to make time-critical determinations about the welfare of children, as they were drawn into this role with limited information about the families and, in some areas of the state, lack access to alternative services. She said Kansas is relying on law enforcement to not only act as public safety officer, but also that of a social worker. Leonard also said questions have been raised in Kansas about the percentage of children being removed from homes by law enforcement, and questions have also been posed about whether child trauma could be reduced if the Department for Children and Families personnel were more readily available to be involved in removal decisions. The Department for Children and Families Protection Center hotline operates 24 hours a day, but after-hour calls regarding the possibility of a child in imminent danger were referred to law enforcement, and the Department for Children and Family staff were only available 40 hours per week to make decisions on child safety and removal, which left 128 hours per week to be managed primarily by law enforcement officers. Law enforcement does not have in real-time access to the Department for Children and Families resources or historical information to enable consideration of safely vetted alternative options that would prevent children from being placed into police protective custody. According to a media release from the Sheriff's Office, the Rush County Sheriff's Office was involved in a cruelty to animals investigation on Wednesday, March 26th, after deputies responded to an initial report of a firearm being stolen from a residence in La Crosse. During the investigation, the firearm was found inside the residence, and deputies observed poor living conditions in the residence with many animals inside, as well as other factors that led to probable cause to arrest both of the residents. A search warrant was secured, and upon searching the home, 54 live animals were removed and placement was found for each animal in six separate facilities. The Rush County Sheriff's Office was assisted by a veterinarian on scene, as well as three animal control officers from the Hutchinson, Kansas Animal Control, and without their assistance, it would have been difficult to determine the needs of each animal to properly place them. The initial deputies finished the investigation, working approximately 44 hours in a 48-hour time to make sure their duties were complete and every animal was safe. On Wednesday, March 26th, the Kansas Association of Counties, or KAC, governing board members and staff joined Governor Kelly at the Kansas State Capitol in Topeka as she signed an official proclamation declaring April 2025 as Kansas County Government Month, or KCGM, a month-long statewide celebration to recognize the importance of the work that county government provides in serving their communities and residents, and in contributing to the intergovernmental partnership that makes effective governing possible. By state statute, there are 18 specific services that all 105 Kansas County governments are mandated to provide for their residents, though there are many additional programs and services that Kansas County governments provide each day for their communities and residents. You can view a list of the mandated services, along with information on a general overview of Kansas County government governance at kansascounties.org. KAC is kicking off the month-long celebration in conjunction with the National County Government Month, an annual campaign hosted by the National Association of Counties. And since 1991, the National Association of Counties has encouraged the 3,069 counties across the country to raise public awareness and understanding about the roles and responsibilities of county government. In Nebraska news, according to an arrest affidavit, on Sunday morning, a corrections officer with the Lancaster County Jail smelled marijuana in 40-year-old Ivory Gray's cell. The officer then patted Gray down and felt a plastic crunch in his left pant leg, where the officer found a white tube sock rolled into the pant leg, and police said the officer saw two plastic bundles inside. He put the sock on a desk in the commons area of the pod and waited for backup to strip search Gray. However, Gray made a sudden dash for the sock, picking it up and running into a bathroom stall. The affidavit showed he tried to flush the sock down the toilet, however, the guards were able to stop him. Investigators found that the two plastic bundles in the sock contained a total of about 1.4 ounces of methamphetamine, and police said there was also 4.7 grams of marijuana in the sock. On Monday, Gray was charged with possession of methamphetamine and evidence tampering, and a judge set his bond at $250,000. He is already serving a sentence for theft and also awaiting trial on other drug charges. Nebraska lawmakers are considering updates to the Nebraska Brand Act, which has not been revised since the 1990s, and the proposed change aims to modernize cattle branding regulations and address whether some feedlots should be exempt from brand inspections. The brand committee protects cattle producers against theft. Currently, feedlots in the western two-thirds of Nebraska are inspected, but the rules do not apply statewide. And Senator Teresa Ibach, who is spearheading the effort, said her intent was to create more uniformity in the feedlot industry across the state. Her proposal initially faced resistance from cattle groups, prompting her to amend the bill to lower the mandated fee for operating a registered feedlot. The amendment also exempts brand inspections for dairy cows being shipped to or from a qualified dairy and allows the brand committee to increase per-head inspection fees by 40 cents. And it also expands the qualifications for moving cattle from a grow yard to a registered feedlot. However, not all lawmakers are in favor. Senator Tanya Storer, a rancher, opposes the bill, stating that the amendments continue to try to fix something, again, without the input of key stakeholders in the industry, primarily being the Nebraska Brand Committee, as the Brand Committee has expressed concerns, calling the legislation problematic for a critical industry. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Recently, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that Kansas Tourism earned a Gold Award for its 2024 Kansas Official Travel Guide, which provides information on the multitude of attractions, events, dining, lodging, outdoor adventures, and travel resources that are found throughout the state. The award was given during the 33rd Annual North America Travel Journalists Association Awards Competition. Tolan said this award celebrates not only the exceptional work their team has put into the guide, but also highlights Kansas as the vibrant and flourishing place it truly is. And as Kansans, we know that this state is special. He said this recognition from the NATJA firmly positions Kansas on the international stage as a premier travel destination. Kansas Tourism Director Bridget Jobe said their team pours their hearts into creating a publication that inspires travelers to explore the Sunflower State, from our wide open prairies to our lively cities, and they're proud to showcase the best of Kansas and are grateful for the prestigious recognition. For more information on Kansas Tourism, you can visit travelks.com. The Kansas Department of Transportation is alerting the public to a scam involving fraudulent text messages known as smishing that falsely claim to be from the Kansas Department of Transportation demanding payment for unpaid tolls. However, don't click on the link, as it is not a Kansas Department of Transportation website. Clicking the link in the text can expose victims to financial fraud, allowing scammers access to bank accounts and personal data. The Kansas Department of Transportation does not collect tolls for road usage and does not send unsolicited text messages. And the Kansas Turnpike Authority, a separate state agency responsible for turnpike toll collection, also has been targeted in similar scams. Anyone who receives a fraudulent message can file a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov, and this site is dedicated to sharing information on Internet crimes across law enforcement agencies. The Innovation Center is actively seeking individuals interested in becoming qualified child care substitutes to support local child care providers and centers. And this initiative aims to address a critical challenge in the child care industry, the lack of available and trusted substitute providers. Through the Innovation Center's Child Care Shared Services Hub, these barriers are being removed, as the Innovation Center will cover the expenses associated with becoming a child care substitute. And these include a TB skin test, a health assessment, KCCTO training, Foundations for Safety and Healthy Early Care Facilities module, which are 10 modules at 18 hours, pediatric first aid, pediatric CPR, fingerprinting, a state licensing and background check, and additionally, individuals will receive a $240 stipend upon completing the process. Jana Jo Stanton, the Child Care Program Specialist at the Innovation Center, said the lack of qualified substitutes is a serious issue for child care providers, so this initiative will allow both child care centers and home providers select substitutes they trust while eliminating the financial burden that comes with becoming a child care substitute. For more information about becoming a child care substitute or other child care services, you can contact Jana Jo Stanton at 785-874-5150. Graveside services and interment for James Jim Stark, 75 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 5th at the Orinoco Cemetery, and there will be a gathering for family and friends at the 4-H building in Norton at 3 p.m. following the service. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Jim Stark Memorial Fund to be distributed at a later date and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pork nachos or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be soft-shell taco, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 40% chance of showers after 2 p.m., otherwise it'll be cloudy with a high near 53 and breezy with a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become southeast 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a chance of showers before 1 a.m. and then a chance of showers after 3 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 40 and an east wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation tonight of 50%. On Friday, showers are likely mainly after 11 a.m. and it should be cloudy with a high near 47 and a chance of precipitation Friday is 70%. And on Friday night, rain showers are likely before 10 p.m., and then rain and snow showers will be likely between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., and then a chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy Friday night with a low around 25 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with the chance of precipitation of 70%. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 47 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 60. On Monday, sunny with a high near 61. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 71. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 75. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is east at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 26 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Topeka High grad and Arkansas guard Kiki Smith has entered the transfer portal after her sophomore season, reportedly ending her time with the Arkansas women's basketball program. According to a report from Tally Goodman of On3 Sports, Smith will be looking for a new team. She averaged 10.2 points per game, dished out 55 assists, and shot 41% from beyond the arc. While at Arkansas, she scored a game-high 23 points against Alabama on January 19th. Smith joined Arkansas for this past season after spending a year at Hutchinson Community College. While at Hutch, Smith was named the 2024 NJCAA Division I Women's Basketball Player of the Year and a first-team All-American. In addition, Smith was named NJCAA first-team selection, the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference Player of the Year, and the KJCCC Freshman of the Year. The Topeka High grad was tabbed a 6A All-State recipient all 4 years and was a three-time first-team honoree. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. you'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
Clean up on aisle 6. And aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.